looks like a good day to run wide open down a two-lane highway. It's about time.
How did you spend your weekend?
We'll find out how a lot of people, including the folks that are listening to us in Iowa, spent their weekend. The Doug Steffen Good Day program to bring an end to your worries, to your troubles, to your cares, to your woes. We'll talk about everybody else's problems and not yours. How's that? Is that a good deal? Another great American week. Richie's back from his week on the beach, and Jennifer is back from her. You weren't on the beach, though. You were
in
a nice area.
Well, I was in Canada. Kind of.
Yeah, right. That's a beautiful area, isn't it? You've not been up there before.
I hadn't. It was gorgeous. Yeah.
Real estate values in that area. Jennifer was in Vancouver or Victoria, British Columbia, that area. Real estate values have gone up amazingly because a lot of Americans are buying real estate in that area where you were, and you can understand that now having been there.
Our friend Russ Goble, who does all the embroidery for the Good Day Show, took me out and showed me some of the houses there.
Yeah.
Holy smokes, I wouldn't mind living there. What a backyard.
It's nice.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's a cool, wonderful place in many different ways. 8 past the hour. So the program this morning, usual potpourri of ideas, people who are being solicited and some who have not been solicited have had this to say about the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Doug, Rich, and the other hosts, they have an easygoing, friendly style. Remember that, Rich? Friendly.
It's always what I think about when I think about you.
Friendly.
Easygoing.
I like to talk about health, food, entertainment, technology, and that's why I like this program. I like the feel of the program. The entire staff is great. I wouldn't change a thing. It's my favorite show. Yada, 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 yada.
Signed Jen's dad.
That's right. A light way to start the day.
Love it.
It's a good balance of some of our highly political programs. A good lead-in, yada, yada. A lot of political talk radio, and we don't do that. It's not our strength. It's not our core reason for being. Although, every once in a while, there's such interesting personalities that develop. This weekend, the straw poll in Iowa, which doesn't, when you find out how it really is conducted, this is something you will not hear anywhere else. Those of you who live in Iowa, you know this is right. But for those of you around the rest of the country who are placing so much emphasis on whoever won, I'm happy that Ron Paul came in second, frankly, because I think he makes a good candidate, at least for my corner of the world. But the fact that whoever is getting the most votes is getting them because of what they serve you for food is pretty revealing. Here from our affiliate in Boone, Iowa, where I took that great train ride a couple of years ago. I had so much fun when I visited KWBG. Mike James tells you what really happened, and this is the story behind the story. Again, the news media, sucko as they are, doesn't tell you the story, but it's all about food. Listen to this.
Political analysts have said the Iowa straw poll this weekend was influenced by Tea Party members and evangelical Christians. Don't believe the pundits. It was all about the food, baby. Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who was serving meat sundaes and corn dogs slightly longer than any other candidate, won Saturday's Iowa straw poll on the campus of Iowa State University in Ames. A meat sundae, by the way, is a little bit of ground beef, a lot of mashed potatoes and gravy, topped with cherry tomatoes. Bachmann was still dishing these out when Texas Representative Ron Paul ran out of free hot dogs, chips, and pop. Since the Republican straw poll is a test of organizational strength in this state, perhaps it's no coincidence then that Bachmann edged Paul by 152 votes of the nearly 17,000 cast. Bachmann won with 29% of the vote. Paul had 28% for second place, and the third spot went to Tim Pawlenty, who received only 14%, but had the best free food. Barbecue pork sandwiches with baked beans, coleslaw, a pickle spear, and for dessert, ice cream. Because of this popular menu, Pawlenty was out of food long before Paul and Bachmann, and now the former Minnesota governor is out of the race as of Sunday morning. Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum, also out of pork burgers and chips too soon, finished fourth with 10%, and former business executive Herman Cain, who gave out Godfather's Pizza and Coca-Cola, two corporations he used to work for, came in fifth with 9% of the vote. Thaddeus McCotter earned his last place finish, getting 35 votes. The Michigan congressman handed out foot-long red, white, and blue popsicles, and that was all.
So what do you think?
Those meat pretty sundaes tough. Sound pretty tasty.
Well, it sounds like shepherd's pie to me.
Yeah, no, it sounds good.
Anybody see the picture of Michelle Bachmann eating the sausage?
Uh-oh. Rated X.
It's definitely.
800-510-8255. All right, so what meal would you like to be served by a politician? 800-510-8255. If you wanted to, you were supportive of somebody, or maybe you were on the fence, you weren't supportive of anybody, and you got served a meal, or just for fun, what do you think would be a good meal?
They should serve crow.
By? Oh, yeah.
All right. Crow pie.
Lots of that.
Yeah.
800-510-8255. The poll at DougStephan.com on Friday, who won the GOP debate? 42% said there was a debate. 13% of you said Michelle Bachmann. 14% of you said Newt Gingrich. 8% of you said Ron Paul. 7% of you said Mitt Romney. 3% of you said, 7% Herman Cain. 3% of you said Pawlenty and Santorum. And they said, all wannabe. It's amazing how people get behind other people. It really is. Mm-hmm. It's very,
it's like a sports team, though. How do you pick your favorite sports hero? It's the same thing with politicians.
All right. So anyway, your views, your values, 800-510-8255. What meal would you want to be served by a politician? Obviously, for those of you, depending on where you live in the country, latest beef recall, which has a lot of people talking. Last week there was a strawberry recall, and now this week a beef recall. We had the turkey 2 weeks ago, and now Winn-Dixie, Publix, and Kroger are recalling some beef. You may want to check the story out to see if you have bought any of this at Winn-Dixie, Publix, or Kroger. Our poll today, how often do you eat red meat? A, every day, that's what's for dinner. B, once or twice a week. C, once or twice a month. D, rarely, if you'll get the pun. Get it, Jennifer? Get it?
Rarely. Well done, Dougie.
Yeah, thank you.
Get it?
Got it? And I can't remember the last time I ate red meat. That's me. It's these big companies, what is it, 35 million pounds of turkey burgers that have been produced starting last February. And this beef recall is more or less the same kind of thing. So you may want to check that out and give you some more information as we dig around here. There's lots of things to dig around about. I find the most interesting story, if that's what it is the story about what the Kennedys are trying to do to keep the Jackie O tapes away from the media, and because there are all co-conspirators here in America.
What Jackie O tapes? I haven't heard.
I know. I haven't heard about them.
No, that's what most people will tell you. Apparently, these tapes are explosive because she put on tape, and they got shelved, the work that she had somebody do to find out who really killed JFK.
Ooh.
And the tapes show Lyndon Johnson to be the lead architect.
Really?
So now the Johnson family is trying to keep this from the public. This was an English, it always is the Brits. You know, I was last week listening to all the hoopla about Michelle Bachmann on the cover of Newsweek magazine. And when you listen to the editor, she's the one who came up with the pictures a couple of weeks ago of Princess Di, which she looked like if she were 50, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody stirred
right
up.
Yeah.
The editor of Newsweek magazine is a Brit. And if you look at all of the, if you look around at the most successful print media stuff in our country being run by Brits. And isn't that interesting in our own? And you see the influence of Piers Morgan, that kind of stuff. And so there were no newspapers.
There's another British invasion, yeah.
There were no newspapers, Richie, who would cover the story of this tape or these tapes. But the Mail, which I believe is a Rupert Murdoch paper, the British Daily Mail, has the story of these tapes, and you can check it out. She also admits in the tapes to her affair with William Holden. She had it at a time when her husband was busy bonking Marilyn Monroe. And, you know, you get into all of that stuff. It's really very compelling stuff. Very juicy, gossipy stuff. But when you go through it and you get the B's and the C's and the D's of it, it makes sense. I always told you that I felt Jack Anderson had the rip on this between the mafia, Cubans and stuff. But there was never any clear direction as to who orchestrated this. And when it came out that Lyndon Johnson told Warren Berger, who was the fellow that ran, Earl Warren, who had been the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, he's the one that did the overview of who killed JFK, supposedly, and he attributed it all to Lee Harvey.
Harry Reid Oswald.
Right. Yeah, right. Harry, I knew there was something about him I didn't trust. Anyway, it's just you can follow the trail, and it's pretty convincing stuff. Anyway, 800, it makes for great conversation. 800-510-8255. If this is you, see if this is you. I'm going to describe you. You used to be energetic. You used to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
The ladies loved you.
Yeah.
Now you fall asleep on the couch. You're irritable. You're way out of shape. If that guy is you, don't let that guy be you. Call now for a risk-free trial of a product called Ageless Male. This is a natural supplement that will raise your testosterone by 61%, gentlemen. And don't worry, women are going to be on this. You can imagine why. No, Michelle Bachman with her picture aside. This is a way for you to maintain healthy, normal levels of testosterone, not the drug-induced state, but an all-natural, no injections, no appointments. You hear all of these things. There's a big New York and Los Angeles have these centers, and most cities do, where you can go and spend hundreds of dollars and not thousands of dollars, and they'll whip you into shape in terms of your energy and your sexual appeal. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. Nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, here's the number to call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the man you used to be. Call Richie. Get this number. 800.
Thank you.
I need it. Yeah, I know you do. 800-864-4031. 800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call that number. If you're noticing things are different and you're a little bit older and the women that you're wanting to attract are not attracted to you, this could be the fix. Boost your testosterone by 61%. Call 800-864-4031. People say, well, why are you advertising, Doug? What's the story? Why is it your voice? I listen. I'm always up for a...
Doug's a member of the club.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Thank you, Jennifer. 800-864-4031.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I meant to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
According to TMZ, the day after First Lady Michelle Obama unveiled the new USDA guide for healthy eating, President Obama was spotted in Ohio eating two chili dogs. Look at this picture. There's the proof right there. Look at that. You know what I mean? That's two politicians this week getting in trouble for their wieners. That's two.
All right. And that may be, and we got a third one with Michelle Bachmann, apparently.
Taco Bell is introducing several new items that they're calling their volcano menu. Experts say it's perfect for people who are tired of having diarrhea and are ready to have volcanic diarrhea. That's the diarrhea you want.
There you go. And then, Richie, you got it?
What's that? Volcanic diarrhea? I've had it before, man. Don't drink the water in Colombia.
No. All right, it's coming up about 25 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn are here, along with Bill, who is interested in telling us what meal he'd like to have served to him by a politician. Hey, Bill.
How about a job pie?
Job pie.
They take a lot of work and a long time to make it, and you can hire me. How about that?
You want to be hired to make the job pie?
Yep. All right.
Job pie, like shepherd's pie.
That's what we need out here.
All right, about that.
You got that right.
That's it. Yep. 800-510-8255. You know, there's been a whole lot of talk about the downgrade of our credit.
Mm-hmm.
People trying to understand what the S&P Standard and Poor numbers mean, what they did. I got because one of my banks, one of the mortgage holders, felt it was important to send around, and there's no joke with this, this is pretty instructive, how many companies, there are only four companies in the whole country that have a AAA rating from Standard & Poor, and the headline, once again, wrong or not complete, S&P maintained its top A-plus rating on short-term government securities. The only thing they changed was the long-term stuff. The short term is exactly where it has been. Did you know that? No, of course you didn't know that.
No, because we want to hear doom and gloom.
Right, exactly. And the other credit ratings didn't take the same action. The other two major credit rating agencies, Moody's and Fitch Ratings. Whoever even heard of Fitch Ratings? Have you heard of them before? Mm-hmm. I haven't really actually. They haven't changed their debt rating at all. And why is that? Because they don't think the situation has changed. The implication is that the S&P thing was done for political reasons. I don't know, and I frankly can't tell you I know that much about Standard & Poor's. I know the 500 index is a better indicator of what's really going on in the market than is the Dow Jones 30 Industrials because there's only 30 versus 500. But apparently there's some question about who runs Standard & Paul. Standard & Poor's. And the fact that it was, they've been talking about this, by the way, for a long time, since April. The April announcement from Standard & Poor's said its outlook for debt, is, if we continue to borrow, will be negative. And that would be the same for you or anybody else. But I found it instructive to compare what we do with other companies. Countries. Belgium, maybe we don't want to be compared too much.
Yeah, there you go.
They have good waffles.
New Zealand has a double A, not a triple A rating. Spain has it. Slovenia has it. Let's see here.
Samaj.
Yeah. Japan and China are two notches lower than we are. Right? Germany,
so who
Britain.
Who has better credit than us?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Oh.
And that's what you're not told either.
No, what are we worried about?
Yeah, well, because this is what... But you see how these fools in the market reacted? I was about to say something... I was about to use words that I ought not to use. The doggone... How's that better?
There you go.
The markets went down 1,000, almost 2,000 points on a bunch of hooey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hurt the economy, at least in the short term.
They're all crazy.
My God, folks. 28 past the hour. You need... Yeah, it's 28 past the hour, Richie. I know you need it.
That, my friends, is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your quest to find the perfect brand new car. I know, because, well, I'm inside your head, and I'm here to say, stop, you're giving me the headache. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com had brand spanking new cars hot off the assembly line. Well, now you do. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars and all their showroom glory side by side. Even special offers. That way your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart has itself set on a sporty 2011 coupe. But your head wants something smart, practical, with good gas mileage. And while your heart wants to make the neighbor drool, your head wants to make sure you're getting the best new car deal out there. Well, would you look at that? A brand new, never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. Go ahead, hold that head of yours high. Oh, just tell me when you're going to do it first. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Ambarin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, folks. This is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here with eFoods Direct. July is over, and our customers love the Freedom Food Giveaway.
Thanks to all of you who registered for the giveaway, and congratulations to the winners who were from Kentucky, North Carolina, Minnesota, and California. They all received a one-year supply of food free.
And now we launch into August with a big celebration, our 30-year anniversary in the long-term storable food business.
Golly, it's hard to believe we've been helping people with the best food on the planet for three decades.
Folks, to celebrate, you can get our premier one-year Freedom Food Supply for 30% off.
Wow, that's lower than 1981 prices.
Help us celebrate 30 years and get the lowest price ever on a one-year Freedom Supply.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom.
This is a limited-time offer. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com. Direct.com/freedom. Call 800-250-1857.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Day. It's 33 after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm looking at some other items of interest as we get our Monday started that are good in order for you to feel good about the week and not necessarily start it with your foot. Although I'm practicing walking backwards, I don't think Monday's a good day to practice walking backwards.
Oh, sure it is.
Doug, I did that on vacation when I was working out. I thought of you and I started walking backwards.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd that work for you?
I didn't do too bad, but boy, it hurts your brain a little to get started.
You want to remind Richie what I told him that I wanted when we came out of the setup, Jennifer?
You told me what you wanted, but then you guys started talking, so.
No, but I was leading into what we were going to talk about. Why do I have to explain this to the audience? That's why they do it. The discussion of Standard and Poor and how poor they really are. There's a cap on this discussion. As you look at the goofball economy that we have, and all of you who were so affected, and by the way, 401ks went down in value with everything else, lost hundreds of billions of dollars in value, all because of nothing. Nothing!
Yeah, but my wife made the same comment last Monday when the market hit the dip. Here we are on vacation. She sees the news, and she's like, oh, man, a 401k. And I'm like, you know what?
Leave it
are
there.
You going to cash it out today?
No.
Yeah.
Right.
In 20 years from now,
like they do.
Then we have a problem. Or if you are living off of your 401k now, that's an issue. But
I've already done. I've finished my 401k.
Check.
See you later. So here's the story. I'm trying to. Those of you who are just joining us, I'm trying to bring you around to understanding how bad Standard & Poor's is when it comes to and what you haven't been told by the news media. In terms of what other countries are rated in the same league with us from them. But this is more about the company than anything else. S&P judged Enron to be an exemplary company until shortly before the corporation imploded. S&P carried Enron as a AAA-rated company. AAA seal of approval to this toxic company. And they also, most of the mortgage debt that got the banks into trouble, the ones with the highest amount of problematic loans, the biggest margins, marginalized, what's the terminology that's used? Anyway, the ones that are that were the poorest risks got a AAA seal of approval from S&P as well.
Wow.
So there are serious problems with S&P, and methinks that you always have to look under the covers. So as soon as I saw all of this stuff, I mean, I'm no fan of Obama's, and I think he's doing a sucko job. Don't get me wrong. Would I rather have somebody else? Yeah, anybody else. But in this circumstance, what it did, I don't want to go there. Richie, save me. When you looked at Obama last Monday trying to explain all of this and you saw he couldn't because he didn't understand it himself, he doesn't get it. He doesn't know because he has no experience. So he sounded foolish and looked even more foolish.
It's all his fault.
It's not his fault. He just doesn't get it.
No.
Oh, we are blaming, everybody else. Yeah, that's his standard answer. Somebody else's fault. Anyway, so what good did happen last week? The unemployment aid applications last month were at a four-month low. Not a high, but a low. So why didn't the news media focus on this and thus short-circuit? You got to wonder if there isn't something going on, some kind of collusion. Do you think it's possible that all these big outfits, one way or another, in collusion? What happens if the newspapers and the news media gets all over something that makes the markets crash? Who benefits from that? Who's buying at the bottom end of the cycle?
Go look at the newsstand sales of newspapers the day that we had the 600-point crash.
Thank you.
That's who gains.
Thank you.
You know, obviously, we've all kind of known that bad news sells and everything.
Yeah.
But really what opened my eyes to how they manipulate the news to be able to sell the news, be it television, internet, print, whatever it is, is remember about, 8 years ago or something like that, there seemed to be this run of shark attacks all around the place. Remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So manufactured.
Yep.
So if there was
a shark sighted off of the coast of Massachusetts this weekend, you'd think we've been attacked by the Japanese.
But they get these little stories, and they have every couple months they have one where to scare you.
Yeah.
Right.
So that, oh my God, I have to see what's going on with somebody who lives in Iowa has to look and see what's going on with the shark attacks. Like they're gonna get attacked by a shark.
Right.
But it's just that
they were
scary.
Attacked by a shark. His name is Rick Perry.
But it's that's the way they work.
Salesman, if there ever was one.
The way they work, man. Mm. What are we gonna? And then one starts it, and then the other one gets on.
Oh yeah,
They all. I remember when I was running the news station in the mid-'80s in Boston. I ran WEI, and the guys in the newsroom would read the Boston Globe first, then the Herald, then they watch all of the TV stations, and that's how they decide who was going to be the lead. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I said, don't you guys. Think to yourself, what's the most important story? Yeah.
Bad news.
There were fewer layoffs last week in the manufacturing, transportation, and service industries than has been the case for the last 9 months.
No report, not bad news.
Yeah. So I'm the only one doing this? So why is anybody listening? You want to be in a bad mood?
This is why you don't have zillions of dollars, Mr. Stephan, because you report the good news.
Right. Yeah.
We're happy. See?
Maybe we should have bad news Thursday.
Right. We'll make all of our money on Thursdays, then the rest of the week we'll just cruise through.
Run all
we'll
your commercials
all
there. Gas prices are off down 23 cents on average. You know that the barrel of oil now costs about $80?
It's $85.
Okay, so that has translated in the past to the price being about $2.80 a gallon. So how is it $3.40?
Yeah, why are we still 90 some cents or 85 cents higher than we were a year ago when the price of a barrel of oil is kind of similar? I mean, it's not much higher than it was a year ago.
Rip off.
Bend over.
People will tell you that the reason we have low numbers is because nobody's reporting anymore because they're discouraged. They're not trying to find a job anymore. And so
That's why there are fewer people asking for help. I'm so sorry.
Why do you always sound like a character from Shrek?
All right.
Pretend to cry.
So here's another piece. Can you stand any more good news, or have we done enough?
Oh, I can.
Keep it coming,
wait.
Brother.
A little more? Okay. The economy may be on the brink of improvement, according to the Associated Press. Nobody picked up this story either. Consumers, by the way, this is, do you know how the media works, news media works? Other than local, and even some of the local stations that sort of say they do gather their own news, what the, and this is sort of speaks to Jennifer and Richie's underscoring of them all being sheep, because AP and Reuters, basically the two major sources, CBS,
right.
NBC, ABC, they all have sort of their own, they have their own system, they have their own group of people that they reported, but they all look at AP and Reuters,
sure,
and the major non-denominational, if you will.
So when you go to Google, when you go to Yahoo,
yeah,
when you go to your local TV news,
giving you stuff that they've got.
They're all reading the same story.
Right, exactly. Same story, round and round. So anyway, this is a story that didn't get picked up because it was good. In May and June, more people shopped and spent money than had been previously thought. And if it keeps up, listen to this, the economy might rebound.
Hey, it might.
That is if, and then they put in the big if, whether Americans are willing to spend freely despite the stock market's wild swing and determine whether the second half of the year may be better than the first. Do you realize what nonsense this is? The sustained stock market decline tends to slow consumer spending. So what's in this? This is what I always have wondered, and I've said this so many times before, Richie, on the air. Why do the news media, get behind dour, horrible news? Because when news gets bad, advertising stops. It dries up. That's why my business, I'm the only independent owner and producer of a successful syndicated radio program in the country. Why do you think that is? Because everybody else works for one of the three big companies. That's pretty much it. And nobody else wanted to try it or dared try it. There have been a few people who have done it. But I say Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey is attached to a big Christian evangelical movement. Good for him. There isn't a Christian evangelical movement that would get between 100 miles of me and something else. And so I'm here on my own with Richie and Roberta and Jennifer and whoever else we can get enlist to work on this. And it is amazing because I'm the last guy on the totem pole. I'm the only independent. And as a result, the advertising comes here last and goes away first. So Richie, who's pretty onto it because he watches it every day, sees it, hears it, knows what the ups and downs are, the vagaries, if you will, of advertising. If the economy is bad, the companies don't want to spend money advertising because they don't think you got any money to spend
mm-hmm.
to buy their product. So, and it's self-defeating
right.
for someone in the news business.
We need to do bad news because we need to sell more issues. Oh,
yeah.
Wait a minute. You don't want to advertise because of all the bad news.
Yeah. Well, it isn't just that.
Dang.
We don't.
Now what do we do?
Yeah. Hey, how smart do you have to be to figure this out? Not very. Not very smart at all.
Let's all congregate in Hawaii and talk about this for the week.
That's a good idea. When can we go?
Yeah, let's go now.
I'm ready to go.
I'm ready.
Huh? All right, anyway.
Unfortunately, because the advertisers have been scared away by the big media companies, we can't afford to go to Hawaii.
I'm betting this week's going to be pretty good on the economy side because people have woken up. But you see, I don't want to say this.
Come on. There's always got to be the yin and the yang, Dudley.
Well,
let's hear it.
If there was somebody in charge who really knew how the economy
uh-huh.
worked, this wouldn't probably
of who
be.
Who are you
easier.
Speaking, sir?
Of whom?
Of whom?
We had, by the way, while you were gone last week, we spent 3 days out of the five in start talking about grammar.
Really?
And, my God.
We missed it,
Jim. You missed it all. Well, Peter Trahan, who works in.
He's very smart.
He kind of fueled it. We got off onto my business of good and well.
Well, right.
And then we got into some subjective verbs and you know, went, and then just
boy, I bet you that was hot morning radio.
No wonder we got those. Please come back to me letters. Oh, come on.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you can. You know what? I forgot the 20. You guys got me distracted. I forgot the 2020
all
news.
All our fault.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. My bad.
All right, so we'll work on it later. Listen up. There's a big giveaway going on. You guys missed this last week, the first announcement. Ladies and gentlemen.
What's that?
There is going to be a 1 million bottle giveaway.
Really? Beer?
No, Rich.
Oh.
This is, well, you drink too much beer and you're going to need this.
Okay.
It's called the Master Prostate Formula. Ooh. On the market now. How important it is that you take care of your prostate. Your prostate affects your well-being, your life.
My prostate is my best
your
friend.
Intimacy. Right, exactly. So do not wait. Call 800-716-6520. Every day since I started this last week, the number of people who have called this number has doubled. So let's see if we can keep that going today, because this product, first of all, works. It's also free. The manufacturers have 1 million bottles. Get yours now by dialing 800-716-6520. I talk about all this stuff like it's, oh, my God, things are falling apart. Well, as you get a little older, things do not work as well. Mm. But in the term put forth by the folks at New American Products, the Master Prostate Formula has a combination of 12 different ingredients that will promote healthy prostate function, get a restful night's sleep, and this is all natural. Now you can try it free with a Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Pay a small shipping and handling fee when you call 800-716-6520. Call now. Get the details. More women are calling, is usually the case with something like this, than men. But remember, when it's gone, it's gone. You can say that for a lot of different things, including million bottle giveaway. It will not last forever. Get yours while they last. Get them while they're hot. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you when you call 800-716-6520.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
That, my friends, is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your quest to find the perfect brand new car. I know, because, well, I'm inside your head, and I'm here to say, stop, you're giving me the headache. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know Autotrader.com had brand spanking new cars hot off the assembly line. Well, now you do. See, Autotrader.com lets you compare new cars and all their showroom glory side by side, even special offers. That way your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart has itself set on a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants something smart, practical, with good gas mileage. And while your heart wants to make the neighbor drool, your head wants to make sure you're getting the best new car deal out there. Well, would you look at that? A brand new, never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. Go ahead, hold that head of yours high. Whoa! Just tell me when you're going to do it first. Autotrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
51 after on the Doug Steffen Good Day Monday program.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Richie, where do our listeners go to get that free food?
You can go right to gooddayshow.com or dougsteffen.com. Click on the friends link at the top, and it will take you right to the eFoods banner there in the top right section.
You also will see it on the right-hand side of the homepage under the dog. I think we've had the dog with the ice long enough. But underneath it, you'll see, again, the big gold box, try 12 servings free.
Yep.
Got food reserves from eFoods. Check that out. Get the free food from us here on the Good Day
Program.
You
said you never got a free meal.
Free
That's
meals
right.
at DougSteffen.com. Free, free, free. You know what happened 20 years ago that changed the world? Something happened 20 years ago. Well, you're going to find out in just a second. Alex Goldfain, our technology tailor, will have the answer up next. What happened 20 years ago that changed the world? Next on Good Day.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Guess which technology is 20 years old? According to CNET, on August 6, 1991, just over 20 years ago, scientist Tim Berners-Lee posted a summary of a project containing a web of hyperlinks he called the World Wide Web. He also called it the W3. So, 20 years in, and maybe about 10 years of mainstream internet acceptance in our homes and lives, the question is, what do you think? How do you like it? Do you love the internet like young people do who have never known a day without it? Young people who enjoy friendships and love and games all over social media networks like Facebook. Or do you think our lives are somewhat negatively affected by the web? A loss of privacy. And what about all those young people? How will they be able to write long-form essays or even have a conversation face-to-face without the internet in between them and their friends? Wherever your thinking falls, the issue, the internet, is now 20 years old, and it's looking like it's going to live forever. I'm Alex Goldfein.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom! The X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Are you looking to stretch your fuel and your budget? Brian Osich has a couple of fuel efficiency experts currently driving across the country to set another world record using simple tips to get them farther using much less fuel.
0 to 60. World fuel efficiency record holders John and Helen Taylor are using less fuel by driving smarter. And they're teaming up with Shell this month to set a 48-state fuel economy record and show everyday motorists how to save at the pump without sacrificing quality. John, how do you plan to limit visits to the pump?
We map at our journey to smarter driving, maintenance, actions, and products. Performing smart maintenance before you drive, pressing smart behaviors while driving, and buying smart products and services.
Helen, what are some examples of smart actions and products?
According to fueleconomy.gov, observing the speed limit, slower acceleration, and limiting braking can lower gas mileage by 5% at lower speeds and by 33% at highway speeds. And be sure to keep your engine clean so it runs more efficiently by using a high-quality gasoline, like the Shell nitrogen-enriched gasolines we use. They help protect intake valves and fuel injectors from performance-robbing gunk.
For more, log on to shell.us/smarterdriving. That's 0 to 60 from Shell.
You'll be interested to know that Netflix is testing a Just for Children section that'll make it easier for your children to consume their favorite show. Oh, won't that be swell?
We have that.
You do?
Yeah.
Your kids pick it out? Pick
sure.
out their stuff?
Really? Sure.
Huh. 59 after.